You're listening to 94.1 KPFA and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online at kpfa.org. The time is 2 p.m. Stay tuned next for the Visionary Activist Show.
Welcome, allies, to the Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. Oh, we who have come to make the world more beautiful in fierce, ingenious, and irresistibly witty ways, part of the Sky Earth story supports us that we may be the balm, B-A-L-M, pouring cool waters of trancy beauty on the hot conflagration of the world, that we be ardent but not overwrought, although there is much to be overwrought over, but again, as agents of a trickster redeemer, let's bring along with us, I will be introducing our fabulous guest in moments, Jennifer Berzan. But also let's bring in a historic mythic figure introduced to me by David Grimes, the Taoist Rainbringer. When there was a terrible drought in China, Richard Wilhelm was there, and he noticed the villagers invited the Taoist Rainbringer, who sat for 3 days in meditation, rum, 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 and then after that it poured, and it even snowed. And Wilhelm asked the Taoist Rainbringer, "How did you make the rain come?" And the Taoist Rainbringer said, "I didn't make the rain come. Where I come, my community's in harmony. When I came to your community, it was so whacked out, it took me 3 days to come into balance. And when I came into balance, the rains came." May it be that we embrace this and travel with our own Taoist Rainbringer. We, again, being a voice for beauty, ardent but not overwrought, pledging fealty, a wonderful word from the Grail legend. It means not obedience, but it means heart's loyalty. You know, on this waxing moon as we gather, how beautiful. So we are dreaming the world into being by being a voice for beauty. We more than perfectly host revered, beloved singer, songwriter, producer, and activist Jennifer Berzan, that we may through music participate in dreaming the world back into harmony. So Jennifer is a unique blend of singer, songwriter, producer, activist, 10 albums. She has developed and explored recurring themes with rare beauty. Her lifelong involvement in environmental, women's, and other justice movements, as well as an interest in Buddhism and earth-based spirituality, oh, it's all earth now, are at the heart of her writing. Her groundbreaking work as a recording artist has established her as a leading voice in the field of music and healing. Yes, music and healing, one thing to the ancient world, one thing in our hearts. She teaches at the California Institute of Integral Studies in San Francisco, and for those lucky enough to be in the Washington, D.C. area, she'll be doing Friday, May 27th, one night only, a concert, followed by Saturday, May 28th, a workshop, Music as a Path to Mindfulness and Healing, Vibration at the Core of All That Exists in the Universe. That is beautiful. That will be in Fairfax, Virginia, and you can find out more at Jennifer's website, which is edgeofwonder.com. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thanks, Caroline. Great to be here.
That is wonderful. So, yes, you have this beautiful concert and workshop coming up for those who are lucky enough to be in Washington, D.C. area. And for those of us lucky enough to be anywhere, we have some of your beautiful CDs. We will be playing excerpts this hour. Let us remind our team that to keep beauty going, we are in our gorgeous fund drive. Yes, we are. And we'll be offering Jennifer's two beautiful CDs as we go, the CD Home and the CD In These Arms, A Song for All Beings. Each one is for a pledge of $80 or both for a pledge of $150 by calling 1-800-439-5732 or donating securely online at kpfa.org. So off we go. Lead us into Tar Sands. One of the first pieces we'll be playing today. You and Joanna Macy flew over Tar Sands, yes?
Yes, we did. A couple of years ago, we rented a little plane, and I'm from Alberta originally, so I have a lot of personal feelings about what's going on in the north country there. And so Joanna invited me to go with her. She's a, many of your audience probably know that she's a eco-philosopher, just a great elder, scholar, activist, a voice for the times we're living in. And she invited me to rent a little plane and fly over the tar sands and bear witness to what is going on with the really devastating exploration there that's pulling tar out of the great Athabasca region of the world. So we flew over, and it was really more horrific than I could even have dreamed. And so we created a video with a lot of the footage from our experience there and put it to the song that we're going to hear, this music, My Memory Forever.
That's wonderful. And once when Joanna and I were cahooting, it was right after 9/11, and I loved that somebody came up to the stage and handed me and us the note that said, thank you for not giving up on beauty. And we go, yeah, thank all of us for not giving up on beauty. So let's hear Tar Sands. Beautiful. This is the Visionary Activist Show. I'm Caroline Casey. Our wonderful guest, whom you just heard singing, is Jennifer Berzan. So that was gorgeous. We are in Fun Drive. Again, you can have that CD with that beautiful song for a pledge of $80 by calling 1-800-439-5732, and we'll be announcing, but still doing a very real show. And again, for those lucky enough to be in the Washington, D.C. area, Jennifer will be giving a concert Friday, May 27th, and a workshop Saturday, May 28th. You can find out more at her website, edgeofwonder.com. So, yes, let's dive into that beautiful song on tar sands. The world is on fire. The Fort McHenry fire, directly related to the sucking of groundwater out. The Siberia is on fire. And so are you wafting that beauty over the flames? How do you think about it?
Yeah, I think that I've learned a lot from Joanna Macy about that. You know, that the capacity to keep our eyes open and the willingness to look into those flames, look into the reality of what's happening, and sort of not allow ourselves to get entirely distracted by the gadgets and the millions of channels and the myriad of ways of entertaining ourselves to kind of, I think, escape really the pain of what's happening in the world, and at the same time still opening to the beauty and the wonder and the mystery, and really coming from a place as much as possible of being in love with the world. I love Alice Walker's wonderful line that goes, anything we love can be saved. And I just feel that's, for me, it's so important to keep remembering to allow myself to stay in love with and keep falling in love with the world, because that's, I think, the fuel to help, or the balm, as you say, to help cool the fire, but also the fuel to energize us to do what it's going to take to try to undo some of this and try to protect and transform as much as we can.
Absolutely. No solution to anything without beauty. And I don't know if you know the work of, do you know Diana Beresford Kroger by any chance?
I don't.
Well, we love to hook people up on the show. She is a wonderful guest and really keeper of the boreal forests, lives in Canada, raised as a druid, got a million degrees from Harvard to prove druid lore. But she would love your song. We will backstage hook everybody up, because that's part of the beauty and miracle of telepathic radio. It is time for all allies organize, to convene. Yeah. So it's also perfect right now. Again, this great Renaissance uprising. We need a soundtrack. We need everybody's voice, and you're so good at catalyzing that. So right now in Washington, D.C., citizens are outside the Department of Energy preventing the rubber stamping of fossil fuels and the pipelines that support them. It is so huge now, and I think that's part of the beauty you bring, that we want to be like the Taoist Rainbringer. We want to be agents of calm beauty, agents of cool response rather than hot reaction. So that's that's part of the workshop you're guiding. Vibration is the core of all that exists in the universe, is the lead sentence to your workshop. Wide range of musical experiences. So when you teach for people, are you helping people also who feel like, oh, I can't sing?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's not about, the workshops I do are not about being great singers, or, you know, even becoming great singers, although people actually do. But there's I love Bernice Johnson Reagan. You know, she's one of the founders of Sweet Honey in the Rock. And she says, you know, the songs are the way to get to the singing. And the singing, the reason we sing is to move energy, move vibration through the body to really have an impact and change ourselves. And of course, people throughout the world have chanted and sang and drummed and danced historically throughout time, you know, daily. It's only in a very recent slice of human culture that we aren't doing that regularly. I mean, people are reclaiming that now to some degree, but I think there's a real longing for those daily kinds of experiences. And I think song and dance and ritual are what make us human. So the workshops are really about that. They're actually a kind of remembering of this lineage of what we share as human beings, this coming together, sitting in circle, singing with intention, moving vibration through our bodies so that we emerge changed and strengthened. So many stories that we've heard, you know, about tragedies that happen in various places in the world, and one of the first responses often is song. People gathered in Haiti, and you could hear them for miles singing and drumming. And it can be a technology for survival and for well-being and healing, and, of course, just plain old fun and celebration.
Yeah, no, and the many people we love on this show, Agents of Venus, the likes of yourself, you know, keeping beauty alive after cataclysm in New Orleans and everywhere, and Lily Ye in Rwanda and Haiti and China and South Philadelphia. You know, when people say, why are you doing this, you know, this music and art thing, you know, when people need water and food. And what Lily says, she wondered, but then all of the nonprofits said, we can't come into a community until there's an infrastructure, and art and singing create that. It's the first thing. I mean, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they're integral to building community and keeping community strong.
Absolutely. So yes, chorusing, that we may chorus our way back into the with the crickets and the birds and the things and come into harmony. That's great. So so shall we play In These Arms a song for all beings? The first one you sent me, I think, is that a good one to do next?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that. Yeah, is there anything you? Oh, there we go. Yes. That was a beautiful song from our guest this hour on the Visionary Activist Show, Jennifer Berzan, from her CD, In These Arms, A Song for All Beings, as Holy Ground. That's a CD we're offering in our fund drive, that we may all be engaged in reciprocal blessing and mutual aid and symbiosis. So that's from her CD, In These Arms, A Song for All Beings, for a pledge of $80. We're also offering, well, we're playing excerpts from beautiful CD by Jennifer Holm, also for a pledge of $80, or both CDs for $150 by calling 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-439-5732, or pledging online to all you webcast people, all the people out there. I know you're out there, listeners in Australia and Japan and Alaska and Canada and across this country and in Washington, D.C., where Jennifer will be giving a concert this Friday, May 27th, and a workshop May 28th. Find out more at her website, edgeofwonder.com. But again, both CDs for $150, 1-800-439-5732. Okay, Jennifer, let's go back into this beautiful song just to honor it. I inside the prison gates, you know, everywhere we shall be free. We do need singing in the streets in the spirit of South Africa and everywhere, you know, what do we want? Better chance. When do we want them? Now. And at conventions, I don't know if you're planning on attending the Democratic Convention, but maybe telepathically on July 25th, because Venus's symbol that day is 16 plus Leo, a volunteer church choir bringing harmony to the gathering. And we go, oh, may it be so. It trines the moon in Aries, whose image is a bomb that fails to go off. Metaphoric. But we go, what defuses a bad thing is the volunteer church choir, right? So will you waft your beauty to the Democratic Convention that honesty and beauty may prevail?
Oh, wouldn't it just be good if we could just start the convention by singing music like this together?
Yes.
And then,
yes.
I mean,
yes.
In fact, any vote that comes up in Congress should have to begin with, you know, that Thich Nhat Hanh teaches, you know, a few moments of quiet mindfulness, goblets and ecstatic gospel singing. It all should be woven into our decision making to help us, I think, find a place that is more free of our own individual egos and limitations and things that get in the way of really making, I think, decisions that benefit the whole rather than just that are coming out of our small selves. So, I'd love to be, you know, it'd be great to be there in a way like that, but I will be
telepathically.
So many of us, absolutely, and hoping for, you know, a really good outcome.
Well, you never know. And even I think just us singing around the world, either in Philadelphia or in California, very important vote coming up. Fealty, pledging one's heart loyalty to democracy and transparency and honesty, really good ideas. So it is, again, what gets us through the underworld is always an important and increasing question. And I love when Nelson Mandela was sailing to Robben Island with a life sentence over his head. I asked one of his colleagues, like, oh, how terrible when I went to feel the bleakness. And he said, but you know, Nelson and his colleagues, they were singing as though it were nothing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that got them through 27 years because they knew. They knew it was going to come out okay, and they knew they had to maintain harmony in their hearts because they were going to be negotiating with tyrants, and they had to have beauty in their hearts to negotiate with tyrants. So I think that's so wonderful, your dedication.
Thank you, and I wanted to mention the voices that you just heard singing are two real local Bay Area gems, Melanie Damore and Raz Kennedy. Singing that duet. The album is a whole hour long, and it moves from, it has different kinds of, it's like a river that moves different fields and instrumentation, and then different soloists come in from places around the world. And these are two great singers from the East Bay here where I live. And there are folks on the album from Tibet and Nicaragua and Canada, many Canadians, and 250 Buddhist nuns from Korea. and many, many other folks all joining together in this piece that is grounded in initially a practice that comes from Southeast Asia called metta or loving kindness, where you put out your intentions that the whole world, including yourself, be deeply well and deeply in harmony and at peace. And you send those intentions out. And so the phrases that people were hearing in the background of the piece are, may all beings be happy, may all beings be safe, may all beings everywhere be free. And so it's really an intention whereby you kind of move outside your own. Maybe we have a tendency at times to navel gaze in our spiritual practices, and this is a practice that says we need, you know, that understands that as long as one being is suffering, that we can't fully rest. And so the practice of loving kindness is to really bring those, all of those people and animals and ecosystems into our heart and include them in our practice and in our work.
Absolutely. No, we are rewedding activism with animism. I like this. This is good because the magic of it. And I was thinking recently, you know, we all feel urgency, you know, to bless in myriad actions and forms and well-wishing and music. And then I thought, urgency, that's a little too Mars. Okay, languid, a little too Venus. So I'm liking languid urgency, meaning urgency, you know, through the gossamer transcendence of reverie, which is really what you weave, our beautiful beloved guest, Jennifer Berzan. And that CD that she was describing, that I think, you know, let's experiment, team. I think if you're going to Philadelphia, that's good. If you're not, I think playing this CD during, well, at any time, really, but from July 25th for the next couple of days would be really good to waft that atmosphere. Again, against all odds, it's magic time, and you can have that CD, In These Arms, A Song for All Beings by Jennifer Berzan and beautiful 250 Buddhist nuns and people from all over the world wafting blessing. There's nothing more important to our being effective in catalyzing renaissance. You can have that CD for a pledge of $80 to KPFA because we are in Fund Drive and we want to keep us going so we can bring voices of beauty as we do each week, pieces of the solution, contributions, all guiding each of us, each dedicated listener, to our own resources. So you can have that CD for $80. You can have this other beautiful CD, Home by Jennifer, for a pledge of $80, or both for a pledge of $150 by calling 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-439-5732. Waft this way. Yes, gentle, feed your sense of beauty. There you go. We're pledging online globally all over the world, and hello, Washington, D.C. as well, kpfa.org, because Jennifer also will be giving a one-night-only concert in outside Washington, D.C., in Fairfax, Virginia, which could certainly use blessing, Friday, May 27th, 7:30 p.m., and also a beautiful workshop the following Saturday, the 28th, 10 to 4. You can find out more about that at Jennifer's website and many other great things at edgeofwonder.com. So, yes, all right, language urgency, I'm working with it. But singing in the streets, in the halls, in the conventions, in the thing, you know, what this is, let me toss back to you. You know, music is invisible, so I've always thought that it is a particularly effective way of inviting the invisible into the world. And I know, can you say a little more also about the your work in Korea with the Buddhist nuns? I was so hummed into beauty by that, especially by the YouTube video. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been going to Korea for a few years, working, doing concerts there. There's a kind of opening happening in Korea right now on a number of levels. Kind of socially, there's an opening around feminism, people starting to almost like the way things were here in the 70s. There's a renaissance, I think, of thinking around art and activism and spirituality as well, which is reaching into the most traditional settings like the monasteries there that have been pretty conservative historically. And so there are a few monasteries that have been putting on concerts and inviting artists from all around the world to weave their traditions together, which is unusual because Korea is a very homogeneous society typically. So it was extraordinary experience to be there singing on a stage in the mountains in a monastery with Joanne Shenandoah and Daechang Shakdak Say from the Tibetan tradition and so many others. And so I grew to love that world that I was spending time in, and decided that when I was going to make this album, that it would be so great to have the voices of these nuns that I had heard chanting at 4 a.m. and through intervals throughout the day, this beautiful sound kind of wafting through the mountains, the sounds of the chants for compassion and loving kindness, peace of mind. And so traveled there with the producer, my friend Don Benedictson, and we were given permission to stay at the monastery for 3 days and basically record whatever we liked. And they were so gracious, and the piece, there's a chant that happens at the beginning of the album that is in part a chant to the Bodhisattva of compassion, who is the one who has dedicated their life to eradicate suffering, and not only this life but all lives, until the world is free from suffering, unnecessary suffering. So the piece begins with this chant. You can people can see it on YouTube if they want. They could just look up "In These Arms, a Song for All Being Beings," and you'll see that piece of singing in Korea.
That's wonderful, because part of the beautiful sky Earth story, there's, you know, right now in the Bay Area, Jupiter is rising right on the horizon right now. It's in Virgo. It's part of a grand trine in Earth. It trines Venus. It says beauty, Mercury stationing in Taurus, Venus a sign, trine Pluto. It says, you know, we're gathering our medicine songs, our medicine stories. They want to incarnate. Something's always true. Times when they're truer, they, you know, all acts of dedicated beauty now are especially, the Earth is especially eager to embrace in incarnational form. So that's great. Mm-hmm. We probably have time for one more song. I have a number lined up. You can choose. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We could do Yukon River with a full moon. We could do the song for all beings, number 2, with Sarah Duga. What is your
That's a hard choice.
Or song for all beings number 3, Throat Singers, Om Mani Padme Om. Before we dive into you can it's like a game show and you can decide in 5 seconds. Again, let's animate, you know, for those who love you and want to go to the concert in Washington, D.C. in the workshop, but also those of our dedicated listeners here, KPFA, pledging to keep this station thriving, abundant, overflowing with hilarious amounts of windfalls of wherewithal for all, you know, for the station and for all listeners, your reciprocal blessing. So you love your CD, Home, and In These Arms, a Song for All Beings. Can you pitch them?
Well, yes. And before I choose, I just want to make a pitch for KPFA, because
yes.
KPFA is beloved to me and so many artists. Back when I began my career many years ago now, I sang a lot in the studios at KPFA. KPFA is one of the places that had these remarkable cutting-edge shows for music, and so many of my friends and me, we all got played there and welcomed there, and KPFA has been a home for so many of us, and I think in some ways our careers were seated there, so please continue to support KPFA, because you will discover all kinds of great information and art that you won't find anywhere else.
Tell them what they can have, Jennifer.
Thank you. If you call in, please, you can have either Home, which is a collection of songs. You heard one of them, My Memories Forever, about the tar sands, beginning of the segment, or In These Arms, a Song for All Beings, which, as I mentioned, has artists from all over the world singing for an hour nonstop in a very kind of heart-opening, joyful piece of music. You can play it in your car. You can do yoga to it. You can
garden.
So many different contexts.
You can prevent fossil fuels to it. You can, yeah, exactly. ticket.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. So you can have either one of those CDs, Home by Jennifer Berzon, for a pledge of $80, or In These Arms, A Song for All Beings by Jennifer Berzon for a pledge of $80, or both. We recommend both CDs for a pledge of $150, or any amount you want to give in whatever micro or munificent amount. Surprise us. It would be great, by calling 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-439-5732, or online securely at kpfa.org, all you global cast, webcast participants, of whom we have many. That would be really great. So we're just going to play a smidge of the one that you select. Oh, great,
yeah.
Jennifer. Which one would you like?
Let's listen to Sarah Dugas. She's going to sing in French. She's from Canada, and she's singing, the translation is roughly, "At the end of the day, there is still so much duty."
Song for All Beings. Here we go. That was just a mere portion of our guest Jennifer Berzon's beautiful CD, In These Arms, A Song for All Beings, Sarah Dugas. Great on headphones. Really rich and wonderful, the layering of blessings. Jennifer, thank you so much. And again, team, Jennifer, everybody, all of our dedicated listeners, beautiful KPFA, you can have that gorgeous CD to waft out into the world, to be an increasing agent of beauty and cool response in a hot, reactive conflagration of a world. Again, In These Arms, A Song for All Beings by Jennifer Berzon, with many collaborators, for a pledge of $80, or her beautiful CD, Home, for a pledge of $80, or both. Again, we encourage both for a pledge of $150, or any amount you want to give, again, large or vast, by calling 1-800-439-5732. So thank you so much, Jennifer. I will see you on Friday night and Saturday, May 27th, May 28th, outside Washington, D.C., at your beautiful concert and workshop that people can know more about by going to your website, edgeofwonder.com. Any last exhortation or blessing that you want to waft out to the team before I dive into more dedicated banging the cauldron of abundance here?
Well, I just want to thank you. It's been really fun. It's been great to be with you, Caroline, and thank you for all of the great work that you're doing and the beautiful vibes that you're putting out into the world. May it continue.
May it continue. Anyway, it'll be a great joy to see you. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you.
So that was our beautiful guest, Jennifer Berzon. Again, Lo's lucky enough to be in Washington, D.C. You know, this show has always been kind of wedding, you know, California and Washington, D.C., literally and symbolically, because we need the medicine of both underneath everything and to bless both realms. And Washington is such a, it's a Scorpio city, the use and abuse of power, but also whatever happens here wafts out into the world. So Jennifer's concert, Friday, May 27th, that will be at Unity of Fairfax in Fairfax, Virginia. Again, you can find out more at her website, edgeofwonder.com, and a beautiful workshop on Saturday, the 28th. And thanks to her beautiful collaborators. We love collaborators. We love everybody at KPFA, the phone room. We love the phone room. We love the board ops. We love, and Jennifer's collaborators in this venture, Diane Duncan, Parate of Goddess Works Media Group, and Christelle Libio, Seller Connections. Wonderful allies. We'd be nothing without our connections. So thank you to them. And then, O team, yes, let us support this beautiful station that we may continue doing our work. Visionary Activist Show is coming up on 20 years. Holy moly. Every now and then I run into people in Berkeley, you know, like in ladies' rooms where they just hear the voice and they go, "You raised me. I started listening to you when I was, you know, 13 and you raised," and it's like, oh my God, that's wonderful. Yes, we all have great influence and reciprocal blessings. And now is a time to engage in reciprocal blessing for our beautiful station and to show your support for the Visionary Activist Show that has so many fabulous, dedicated listeners, some for 20 years, some just caught on this last week. I hear from a lot of you, many in prison. I love the song, "Inside the Prison Gates, Everything, We Shall Be Free," to everyone. That is the value of this station, this independent media network, at a time that it is so crucial. And we're offering as a thank you gift, you know, Jennifer Berzon CD Home, beautiful. You heard some excerpts for a pledge of $80, or In These Arms, A Song for All Beings, beautiful, gorgeous, gorgeous. Chants for the Bodhisattva, wonderful things to waft out into the world, 250 Buddhist nuns for a pledge of $80, or both CDs. Why not? For a pledge of $150, or just throw $500 or $5, you know, by calling 1-800-439-5732 or donating online at kpfa.org. It's so crucial. This is such a wild trickster year. Really, the only news to trust is the mythic news, you know, and remember where you heard it first. It's on the Visionary Activist Show, KPFA. The mainstream news, the cable news, I used to really root for Rachel Maddow, oh Lord, but they're so obedient and incompetent and therefore irrelevant. The all mainstream news things, you know, the news to trust is found on KPFA and the Mythic News version on the Visionary Activist Show, and we offer as a thank you gift for your pledge, for your fealty. Yeah, fealty. Why not? It's not obedience. Remember, everything is, you know, especially in this election, there's the con man and the trickster, and the con imprisons and the trick liberates. You know, so there's a lot of, you know, there's a mainstream news is a con. KPFA is dedicated to liberating, to being the liberating trick, and you can be part of that, again, reciprocal blessing by showing your support by, and we're happy to give you as a thank you gift, these gifts of beauty, for your beautiful self. The CD by Jennifer Berzon, Home, for a pledge of $80, or the CD by Jennifer, also, In These Arms, A Song for All Beings, for a pledge of $80, with the chant to the Bodhisattva and everything. I really recommend playing it during the Democratic Convention. The Republicans just, who knows, but the Democratic Convention, cool, may democracy prevail against all odds, miracles, may we be cool agents of wise response, may we be irresistibly eloquent, may we include all beings in our invitation to cultural renaissance, a renaissance of reverent ingenuity rising from the rubble. That's what we're here to do. So you can have those CDs for pledge of $150 by calling, yes, 1-800-439-5732, or at kpfa.org online securely for those out in the vast global realm of kinship. It is a waxing moon. It's a waxing moon, full moon, Friday, Saturday. So, you know, some things are always true, but there are times when they're truer. So pledges to beauty, pledges of money, may money be dedicated to beauty, may money be dedicated to community, may money be dedicated to, you know, informed citizenry. Oh, yes, Venus, again, in Taurus, right next to Mercury, stationing in Taurus, Mercury, communication, stationing, like KPFA is a station, it's the stationing at this great degree. You know, a stranger walks into town in the midst of a wild windstorm wearing a black top hat, carrying a large black bag, the doctor, magician, controller of natural forces. And we go, that's the voice of this station and this show, the Visionary Activist show. And it's part of a grand trine in Earth, again, beauty and voice and truthfulness. It's not so much speak truth to power, it's speak truth, be power. There we go. Again, we're offering Jennifer Berzan CDs as our thank you gift for pledging support to the Visionary Activist show and to this station, KPFA, and to truth-telling media that is so increasingly relevant, so increasingly essential. And as things fall apart, you know, really, let's direct the flow to KPFA and to the Visionary Activist show. Come this way, come this way. You know, leave what is falling behind. As Alan Watts says, no sense clinging to the rocks that are falling with you. No, no, come this way. There, the conventional news, the establishment thing, it's falling, it's collapsing. Come this way to Renaissance, truth-telling, collaboration, reverent, respectful dialogue. There we go. Again, to further that purpose, in a relevant feeding back, we are offering Jennifer Berzan's CD Home. You heard some beautiful excerpts. Includes her song To the Tar Sands. She flew over the tar sands with Joanna Macy, going, oh, Mahan, let us heal this with beauty, very much like Idle No More. Again, we do the magic, wedding activism and animism together. Sometimes we do things to be seen. Sometimes we do things just as our offering to the natural world. We are here to humbly collaborate with nature's guiding genius. So you can have that CD, Home, that will feed your heart, by Jennifer Berzan, for a pledge of $80. And also, we played beautiful excerpts from Jennifer's other CD, In These Arms, A Song for All Beings, including the chant to the Bodhisattvas, 250 Buddhist nuns, many great collaborators, her time in Korea. And I just want to do, again, friend of show, shout out to Colonel Ann Wright, the highest military person to resign in protest to the Iraq War, who is on her way, again, back to North Korea. God's love her, bringing beauty there. So many of our team, you know, are on this show, again, reporting back on beautiful things that they're doing, which inspires us to do beautiful things, which becomes story, which inspires people to do beautiful things, and so on. And so the world is sung back into harmony. So we are encouraging, and we even like, you know, matches. We love those matches, collaborative things among listeners. Why not? We're offering Jennifer's CD Home for a pledge of $80, or In These Arms, A Song for All Beings for a pledge of $80, or both for a pledge of $150 by calling 1-800-439-5732 or donating online at kpfa.org. Yeah, because we are global. We are Berkeley, KPFA, out there in Northern California. Incredible, really vast, dedicated listenership. Reciprocal bonds. And may pledged money be pledged affection, be pledged beauty and encouragement to this show and this station, KPFA. Again, any amount, you know, is really powerfully beautiful right now. We do offer the thank you gifts, right? But you can born free, feel free to just go keep the gift and here's $5. Keep the gift, here's $500,000. Yeah, well, whatever. Again, we're open to surprise and reverence and gratitude no matter what comes our way by calling 1-800-439-5732. So, yes, beauty, again, so crucial for us now, again, in this wild time. Truth-telling is beautiful. It relaxes relaxes our hearts. It is wonderful to feel that we have kin. I also want to acknowledge the vast reach of this show, the Visionary Activist Show and KPFA. I get letters, email every week from people in prison. Hello, you guys and Gaias. We love you. We maintain kinship with everything. I get email from women, wives on military bases going, I'm so alone, except when I listen to your show, I realize I have so many kin. Technology, radio can be in service to community. It is the liberating trickster rather than the con, the toxic mimic of celebrity culture and glossiness and glamour. You know, and again, that's why we are encouraging your support and we are offering thank you gifts, the CD Home by Jennifer Berzan, for a pledge of $80, and In These Arms, A Song for All Beings by Jennifer Berzan, for a pledge of $80. Eight is a magic number. Well, all numbers are magic. Or both CDs for $150 by calling 1-800-439-5732 or pledging online kpfa.org. So, yeah, we who have come to make the world more beautiful in fierce, ingenious, irresistibly eloquent, witty ways, it's so crucial. It is such an important time, crucial, urgent, yes, blessed, mixed with beauty, so it's not too Marsy, just the right perfect mix of Mars and Venus in equality, that we may have an inner democracy, an inner wedded of coherence that becomes irresistible, that we may be agents of outer democracy out there. So we'll be going out in a matter of minutes. Again, the world is on fire. Let us be the balm, B-A-L-M. Let us pour cool waters of trancy beauty, you know, on the crossroads. Even just go out to the crossroads where you are, pour waters. Another way of doing that is pledging to the Visionary Activist Show at KPFA by calling 1-800-439-5732 or donating online at kpfa.org. Yes, so many beautiful things are patterns in the sky woofing to us to pledge our fealty, which means heart's loyalty, not obedience. Obedience is a con. You know, we don't want anybody to be obedient, but we do want everyone to be dedicated. Inward dedication magnifies outward opportunity. Inward dedication by even you in the privacy of your own car or walking down the street or in your home, going to phone. Yes, it's a kind of inward-outward dedication. And calling 1-800-439-5732 for beautiful gifts, the CD Home by Jennifer Berzan, or In These Arms, A Song for All Beings by Jennifer Berzan, chant to Bodhisattva. Either one of those for a pledge of 80 or both for a pledge of 150, really great, by calling 1-800-439-5732 or donating online at kpfa.org. You know, may we all be voices for beauty. May we all be irresistibly eloquent. We dedicate to being voice for beauty, making beauty with our hands. Remember, in Syria, we do so many shows on Syria before when it was beautiful, now when it's in such great distress. The most beautiful thing you could say every hour in Syria was, Islamu Idain, may the divine bless your hands that have made such beauty. And it's not too reverently irreverent to say, may your hands make beauty by waking their way over to the phone right now. There you go, you're making beauty, Islamu Idain, by calling 1-800-439-5732 or pledging online, yes, with your beautiful little fingers, at kpfa.org. For a pledge of $80, we're happy to send you Home, beautiful CD by Jennifer Berzan with her song On the Tar Sands, and also her beautiful CD, A Song for All Beings, for a pledge of $80 with many beautiful chants of blessings that really do come in pretty great when you have headphones on, or both for a pledge of $150 by calling 1-800-439-5732. So thank you all so much, team. Thanks always to Timmy Olmsted in Washington, D.C., and Erica Bridgman in Berkeley, and Caroline Casey woofing you out. Again, may we all be dedicated to beauty, speak to the beauty in everyone, even especially those with whom we've had kerfuffles, past, present, and future. Woof, woof, woof. We will reconvene next week.